At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Good to be here. I also want to put out a quick PSA. On pizza in general.
All right.
We got to stop arguing about pizza, man. Mm-hmm. All right? Different styles of pizza have the right to exist on their own. Mm-hmm. All right? It's always who's got better pizza and this and that. But then also, you have to deal with pizza and what they like. Right? Like, I don't know. Maybe you watch it El Prez do a pizza review, right? But he likes a certain style of pizza.
Sure.
That doesn't mean you're going to like it. Hell, there's some pizza places that my friends recommend. I'm like, I don't know, man. It's a little... little foo-foo, not really my style.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then sometimes you just want, you know, you want something crazy. Maybe you want that Chicago deep dish. You know?
I love deep dish.
Yeah.
But it's a different approach to pizza in the sense of when you're eating pizza, you're just eating pizza. When I eat deep dish, it's a different mentality. When
the most is like the Neapolitan. What is just the flour, water, brick oven pizza that's just, it's okay.
What is this, like crushed tomatoes,
it's
fresh
like California
basil
pizza.
Or
it's
something?
Like California Pete's Kitchen. Or
right, right.
Or like a margarita place. Pizza?
Yeah.
Delicious.
You like those?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah, man.
To me,
simple
I don't
ingredients.
Mind them. Very simple, but I'm eating something else with it, if you know what I mean.
I'll put it to you this way. I don't know that I would order just a margarita pizza. Mm-hmm. That's one of those you're at a slice bar, and it's like...
Sure, you know right. What? And this would be a nice, refreshing piece.
Yeah,
not ordering the whole. You're right. I will order a slice of it and maybe get two more slices of something else.
Yeah, one of the pizza places that is in Wallingford that people love. I'm like,
yeah. Well, we'll talk about some of the Seattle's best pizza places as well. Also, it's kind of funny too, man. There's so many little ingredients, right? Like New Yorkers, at the end of the day, they'll swear the big difference in their pizza is just the New York City water.
Yeah, and the bagels,
and
right?
That might be
right.
It.
Same thing. So they'll say it's the water. I know my cousin Dan up in Cape Cod at his rehearsal dinner. There's two dudes that go around the Cape with a portable brick oven. So they just that was the catering.
Okay.
After the
That's
rehearsal.
Cool. Oh, awesome.
Right. And I went outside. I said, man, your pizza is really good. And this guy talked to me for 10 minutes also about basically, I think it was either the flour or something that he specifically gets from this town in Italy.
Huh.
And
oh,
he's like,
okay.
That's what separates it.
I'll
like,
be
damn. All right. Yeah, so there's a bunch of little things in there. Now, would you guys say you order the same pizzas over and over for if you order at home?
Predominantly, yeah. And every once in a while you break the mold, but yeah, overwhelmingly, I get
right,
the same.
If I'm in a room and somebody just goes, what should we get? I'll almost always go pepperoni and sausage.
Yep.
Done. I refuse to order pizza. I go and eat it there.
Yeah, I know. let's see. Well, basically, they just said the average American, there's a new poll out there, the average American hasn't changed their pizza order in over 2 years. 14% of people have been eating the same exact pizza for over 5 years.
Hmm. But it makes sense to me, right? Like,
once you find what you like.
Because I like peanut butter and jelly. And that is what I, and it's the same kind of peanut butter. It's the same kind of jelly, right? And we never get on ourselves about that. But like, Pete, you can switch it up. It's like, you could. But when you think to yourself, I don't care who you are, generally speaking, Someone says, we're going to order pizza, or will you order pizza? You already know the order that you have in mind. It's like going to McDonald's. You know why you're there before you got there.
Well, and some of the ones we're talking about, we were talking about it earlier, right? You get like a cheeseburger pizza. Like, to me,
sure.
Mike and I have been saying this for years. That's a once-a-year pizza. I don't know why. Like, I don't know anybody that's like, man, ordered another cheeseburger pizza. But it seems like
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, or, you know, you get into like March or April. It's like, you know what? Screw it. Get a goddamn cheeseburger pizza.
I think that was George Bush's favorite thing in the White House.
If there is a significant sporting event going on, I feel like you're more apt to change your order.
Correct.
Step outside your comfort zone, so to speak, and try something new because it's about the sport, not the food so much.
So Midwesterners have a reputation for being least experimental with food. That's true with pizza. Over 50 states, Michigan is the least likely to spice up their order. 11% said they've never tried a new pizza combination. Okay. I don't know, man. Live here in the Midwest. That's what I do. 57% of Americans say they're open to trying new pizza combinations, but don't know where to start.
See, I'm open to it. I just don't know if I'm going to be the one who orders it.
The combinations are the thing where, you know, you just need to know those two ingredients kind of coexist well together.
Sure.
So green peppers do really well with crumbled sausage, Italian sausage.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Miles, you bring up a very good point. I think it depends on where you're ordering your pizza from, too. Generally, I don't get a ton of chicken on pizza, but Pagliacci, to me, their chicken is delicious. I love ordering it on a pizza. 20 states, people just like regular old pepperoni pizza. 18 states, it's meat lovers.
Meat
lovers is another one. It's super good, but I feel like
it's just too much to me sometimes.
Correct.
It stops feeling like pizza, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and you just feel salty and bloated.
Yeah.
Salty and bloated.
Yeah, we all know her.
Thirsty.
She is thirsty. 8 states, it's Supreme Pizza. I will say, as a little kid, I was an a-hole about Supreme Pizza. Now I'm kind of like, go ahead and order it. I can pick off the mushrooms.
Yep.
You know, sometimes there's good combinations. You got to be the adult in the room and say, I'll pick it off.
I'll pick my food off, right.
My problem with too many combinations, I think 2's the max for me. And the reason being is because I want more than one slice of pizza. And if there's more toppings on there, I tend to eat less pizza.
It just gets heavier.
Yeah, exactly. So I'd rather go like 3 slices.
South Dakota has 2 favorites. Now think about who's in South Dakota working outside.
Oil guys? Frackers?
Anyway, I just feel like everybody in South Dakota works hard. You know what they like?
Meat lovers.
Meat lovers and Supreme pizzas.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, again, really shouldn't shock anybody. Massachusetts, they're off the beaten path. They prefer veggie pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, Massachusetts.
I don't mind the veggie pizza. It's like a Supreme pizza just without the sausage and pepperoni.
The good stuff.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's
kind of the peak stuff, but it's not bad.
It's like stuff that I don't pick
on. It's like sex without oral or without intercourse.
Right.
Well, Thoreau, what are your 2 favorite vegetables I've heard you say before that you'll eat?
Oh, peppers and onions.
Right. So, like, I don't want a whole veggie, but if you're like, we'll just get peppers and onions, no meat, I'd be like, cool.
Or as our buddy New Hotness calls it, he's like, dude, you eat fajita vegetables. I'm like, I do. You're right. Those are the ones I eat.
They are. So I got a list here also. Thanks there, Miles. From Eater Seattle that had some of the best pizzerias, or pizza in Seattle. Sunny Hill makes the list.
That's fantastic. Up in Ballard, they do a great Detroit and a great tavern pizza.
Correct. They do both. Moto Pizza. I know that's a giant one.
I've not been there. They started in West Seattle.
It started in West Seattle. I was going to say it was like you had to pre-order. Yeah, it was like a guy's house.
Didn't Daily Mix Morning Show, didn't Danny like order them? And it like took 3 months. And then they like called, like, come get it now.
Yeah, now they have other stuff. You can look it up. I think it's a little quicker. I know they have it at T-Mobile Park. Oh, no, sorry. It is T-Mobile.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. Sometimes I get confused with sponsor and what now. But it's Magenta. It's T-Mobile. Miles, I know you've been to this place, Delancey.
Delancey's another good spot in Ballard. They do an unbelievably great pizza.
So I've never been there.
I've been there, but it was like 12 years ago. I remember enjoying it, but it's been so long since I've been
also,
back.
Also, good news, there's always a wait there. It's like 45 minutes to an hour, used to be. So, but there's a Mexican restaurant right across the street, so you can go over there and knock down a couple margaritas while you wait.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Delancey? Isn't that the pizza place? Because I like Dino's up on Capitol Hill. Isn't that the same people? They had Delancey, then they opened Dino's?
Maybe. They're on 72nd, maybe, I think.
Dino's up on Capitol Hill. They have great rounds. They also have garlic knots if you're from the East Coast. But they run that pizzeria like a New Jersey-style one. So it's got all these little kids'
teams.
They'll
even stab you.
Yeah, there's like red lights. Like for us, it's like stepping back in history. But their square grandma slice to me is like the whole edge is burnt or in a good way. It's awesome. And then it's a bunch of places on this list. Obviously, Pagliacci you can't go wrong with. Independent Pizzeria. But the one I want to give a shout-out to that I've been going to, there's one in Beacon Hill. I go to the one in Burien. Stevie's Famous.
You've been talking about that forever.
New. Yeah.
I am telling you, man, Stevie's Famous is legit.
All right.
Get in there and try it out.
All right. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Show of the day is coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.